This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today in Your Health, we're looking at drinking. We'll hear how parents can encourage their teenagers to make wise decisions. First, though, let's get some guidance for adults. Health experts say if you want to stay within safe limits, men should have no more than two drinks a day and women only one. Here's NPR's Patty Naiman to look at some of the factors that should go into your calculations.
Okay, we've logged on to biteandbooze.com.
Jay Ducote's blog chronicles his adventures in food and drink, mostly in southern Louisiana where he lives.
I definitely appreciate good food and good drinking. One of the things that I really like to do is try to mix the two.
Ducote says he's a big guy who tolerates more alcohol than most. When Ducote goes out with friends or watches a football game, he'll often have 3 to 4 drinks. The question is that too much?
It certainly does register with me that every now and then I'm probably drinking too much or drinking too often.
So Ducote says when he gets to that point, he'll take a break and not drink at all for a few days. Experts describe Ducote's drinking habits as being in a gray zone, more than what's considered safe, but less than what's considered risky. Psychologist Will Corbin describes risky drinking as binge drinking, more than 5 drinks for a man and more than 4 drinks for a woman over a 2-hour period.
Some people can probably drink in that area between the, you know, guidelines for safe drinking and that binge drinking standard without getting into too much trouble, whereas other people, if they start to get up to 2 or 3 or 4 drinks, might be at, you know, higher risk for continuing to drink to the point where it starts to cause problems for them.
So at Arizona State University, Corbin's studying this gray zone of drinking to try to figure out who's at risk for problems and who's not.
I've got some Captain Morgan's rum, I've got Cuervo tequila, Bailey's, Jack Daniel's.
Corbin's research lab sounds like a bar and looks like one too. Dark floors, black ceilings, chandeliers, a flat screen TV. Volunteers come to the bar for one night only, fill out a questionnaire, and then they're served 3 cocktails over a 30-minute period.
It's always Absolute vodka. Mixed with 7-Up, cranberry, and lime juice. So that's our standard drink here in the lab.
One of the questions Corbin wants to answer by observing and questioning these drinkers is, do their expectations about alcohol affect how much they actually drink?
So just coming into this bar is going to kind of activate those beliefs you have about how alcohol is going to affect your behavior. And so a lot of times, we'll see people start to act differently before we've even given them any alcohol. And people can observe that in the real world too, right? You go with a group of friends into a bar, and before they've finished that first drink, oftentimes they're acting more social, maybe they're talking more loudly.
After they've had their 3 drinks, Corbin asks the volunteers how they're feeling. Are they invigorated, for example?
Vigorous, excited, happy.
Or are they a little depressed, feeling dizzy, sleepy, maybe even a little bit sick? What Corbin's finding is people who feel stimulated by alcohol are more likely to keep drinking if given the chance. Other researchers are looking at known risk factors for alcohol problems like family history and an impulsive personality. Harvard epidemiologist Eric Rim says they're trying to figure out how all these risk factors fit together.
Is there a group of people out there, and there probably is, and they're trying to figure out the genetics of that, and it's not one gene, it's probably a combination of a few different factors that does make people susceptible. And that's why if you are a child of a mother or father who's an alcoholic, then maybe the healthiest amount of alcohol is 0.
And for people who drink in that gray zone, like Jay Ducote, it's a matter of adding up your own individual risk factors and making a judgment about whether it's prudent to have another drink. Patty Naiman, NPR News.